Tonight, Niagara Falls will be unveiling a $4 million upgrade in its lighting system. Here to talk about it with us is the chair of the Illumination Board, Mark Thomas. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing very well. This is exciting, of course, news from Niagara Falls. First of all, just tell us, give us some of the thoughts and the specifics about the upgrades and what people can expect.
Well, tonight at 6:10 p.m., the lighting upgrade goes live, and that'll begin a new era of lighting at Niagara Falls. Since 1925, the Illumination Board, which is a joint Canadian and United States organization, oversees the lighting of the Niagara Falls so that we have it lit all the evenings after dark up until around midnight. And what that does is it allows our visitors who are traveling here from all over the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world, when they get here in the evenings, to enjoy that beautiful splendor at night as well and not have to wait till the next day. It's also, our local residents here in Ontario and New York love coming out for the evening activities as well. So it's a big deal. It's an upgrade that has, last upgrade was 20 years ago, and it was to xenon lighting. This is a new upgrade that will take us to LED technology and reduce our electricity energy costs by about 50% what they've been running past years.
And there must have been a debate on the board. You're, of course, with the New York State Parks, so you know all about resources and sometimes the shortage of resources. What about it? What finally made it worthwhile to go ahead and make this investment?
I think there's several factors. One is we were able to bring the project in, and we split it amongst the partners, both in Canada and the United States. It became much more affordable as a capital project for us to jump into. There's a lot of years of planning that went into this, so we knew it was coming and we could work towards getting the money in hand. The New York Power Authority on the United States side has been a huge contributor to this project through the City of Niagara Falls and through New York State Parks. Our contributions as well, our New York State Parks money came through the Greenway funding that's funded by New York Power Authority, so they were a big help. On the Canadian side, you had both the parks organizations in the city, Niagara Falls, but also you had the Ontario Power Generation and private sector investment over there as well, made a big difference in moving the project along. So it was a lot of players coming together with the funding all at one time, and it was a three-year process to find the right technology that would actually work so that we could actually double the illumination levels at the falls and the increased amount of colors that we have available that we can project.
You know, Mark, I think I might speak for a lot of Western New Yorkers. If you've grown up here, you've probably been to the falls many times, but then you start thinking about it, and it's been a while since perhaps you've been to the falls. How about just a tip or two for folks who might want to go up and see it?
Tonight, be a beautiful night to get up and see the falls lit, either at Prospect Park or on Goat Island. And either way, you can get into the park this evening. At 6:10, we go live. But it'll go dark at 6 o'clock, and the cutover will happen to the new lights, and people will get a chance to see a double level of illumination from what was there prior to 6 o'clock. So if they want to see, you know, what it was like, what it's been, and then what it's going to be, the contrast will be very significant. They can see it tonight to be the Prospect Park or Goat Island.
Mark Thomas is the chairman of the Illumination Board. He joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jake.